A local nonprofit is reminding people that dumping items outside of their store is, well, not an effective way to give back. Jen Rossiter is the manager at the Habitat for Humanity Restore on Kenmount Road. He posted photos to their Facebook page of dumped items outside of their store. He spoke with VOCM's Victoria Batcock about the situation.
Well, the photos show a problem that we are having constantly. It's not just us, I'm sure. It's most nonprofits and thrift environments where donations are being dropped off, or I should say dumped is the right word to use, after hours on the property. It damages the items. It could be things that we don't take, and it costs us a considerable amount of labor and money to get those items removed. A lot of it is unusable items. People like to treat nonprofits, unfortunately, sometimes like a waste disposal, not realizing, of course, that it costs us money to get rid of those items ourselves. The items you see on those photos, there are lots of things in there that we don't take. The biggest one is clothing. There's lots of great organizations that take clothing, and I'm sure some of them would have been very happy to have them. But in dumping them all over our property and scattering them all over the ground, they're not really fit to redonate to anybody else at that point, which is a shame. And then the other items are furniture items that probably would have been usable if they weren't left out in the elements for a couple days. And I don't think that people are necessarily dumping them at night. It's happening in the daytime as well. It's just happening outside of business hours when there's nobody there to accept them.
And John, can you go over for people who don't know what kind of things you folks are in need of or accepting at the store right now?
Yeah, so the Restore is a home improvement store or home improvement outlet. So we take anything in the scope of home improvement. So loosely, that would be building supplies, you know, doors, windows, paint. We take furniture, we take home decor, and any items like that that are in the scope of home improvement. So we don't take clothing, we don't take DVDs and movies and that kind of stuff.
And clearly we're talking about the way people are just dumping these things off. Can you go over the protocol for how you folks accept items?
So normally you would pull up. There's a bell outside the door. Usually the door is open and when we're having weather such as we are now. And then it's just a matter of getting one of our team members to come out and have a look, see what you have, make sure it passes our standards and that it's something we actually accept, and then we'll unload it and bring it on in the store. If not, we may recommend other places to bring it to, or if it's just something we don't take, we would have to unfortunately turn it away, but that's pretty much it. I mean, we take an awful lot of items here, and if you just look up and see what we take and when we take it, we're more than accommodating.
For sure. So you're willing to, like, if someone had something you're not taking, you will recommend where they should bring it and stuff like that.
If at all possible, we also have some volunteers that will take things like children's toys. We've had volunteers take that stuff because they use their own time to bring those items to another charity. So whether it be single parents or something, but that's out of the goodness of their heart and on their own time. But yeah, we've had volunteers do things, go above and beyond, and even do them in that situation.
And John, do you find now with people being at home more, are you receiving more donations, people gutting out their houses and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a great year in terms of the incoming donations. We're seeing just levels like this never before. We can barely keep up with the amount of incoming donations. It's really incredible. So it's even more important that we, you know, have to spend time disposing of so much waste when we're so backlogged.
What about the other side? Is there people coming in to purchase things to DIY and to redecorate their houses and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're also seeing a lot of business. Sales are going really, really well coming off COVID, which is a very good thing. I know a lot of people are struggling. We are too. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of people coming out. There's a lot of home improvement initiatives this time of year. And we're seeing a lot of support in that way.
That was VOCM's Victoria Batcock speaking with John Rossiter, manager at the Habitat for Humanity Restore on Kenmount Road. And he's reminding people that dumping items outside of their store, well, is not an effective way to give back.